Welcome to Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostic Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The rain blew out before today's workout, but there was another good crowd on hand. Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino, and along with Super Bowl champ Jeff Fiegels, we'll be here for the next half hour to talk Giants football with you. Now, today's workout, Jeff, was a light jog through. The Giants had 3 days of padded workouts. They'll have another one tomorrow, but today, not so tough.
Well, I think today is a completely planned practice. The fact that, you know, in today's game, it's all about recovery. It's all about getting guys fresh because, you know, when you go out on that field, you want to have good, crisp practices. And if the guys are fatigued, they're not recovering well, you don't get that type of performance on the field. So Coach McAdoo has a REM practice, as you call it. Get some guys some rest. Come into the facility a little bit later today because they are going to ramp it up for tomorrow's practice and be able to go out there and really come out with a lot of enthusiasm.
Now, one guy who did not practice today, of course, was Sterling Shepard. He's coming off of that sprained ankle. Also said today to the media, he's got a little bit of a bone bruise. He is day-to-day. The trainers will not let him back on the field until he's 100%. He pretty much assured everybody, though, that he's going to be back relatively quickly and no worries about the first regular season game. Now, another guy who wasn't on the field today was Eli Manning. He's on a pitch count, as we already heard from Coach McAdoo last week. Manning said it was a little different not being out there on the field.
That's more like an individual period, and you know, once practice and you're going against defense, it's all the same. It's just kind of more in the warm-up period, going routes versus air, those type of things. It's where you can, certain days, you know, you can limit maybe, you know, 10, 15 throws on certain days.
Now, a number of veterans are on McAdoo's pitch count. That includes guys like Snacks and Casillas and DRC. Eli Manning, though, of course, makes the headlines.
Well, of course. I mean, you got a guy that's been in the league for as long as you have, and I will tell you from experience, 20 years plus, you have to understand the older that you get, the more it takes to recover, the more you get fatigued a little bit quicker. And you have to, as an older player, understand your body. You got to do things off the field to be able to get back on the field, and that's taking care of yourself in the training room, the way you eat right, and a pitch count. Coach McAdoo has put Eli Manning on the pitch count. He understands what he has to do. You heard from him in the clip there. He has to take a little way from here to, and maybe go into a team period and throw there, but not throw in individuals. That's what he's doing to improve his stamina.
Jeff, when Eli's on the field, the one thing he really would like to work on is cutting down on his turnovers. Last year, with 16 interceptions, that was the most he's thrown in the 3 years since Ben McAdoo joined the Giants.
Well, I think a lot of times any type of player tries to get into a situation where they try to do too much. I think that Eli is that kind of guy. He likes to go out there and try to make things happen. But as a quarterback in the National Football League, you have to understand that sometimes you can't make throws that you want to. I think he's taken a good look at the things in the offseason that he has to do and improve those things. Not only the interceptions, but cut down on the fumbles. He had a tendency to drop the football a little bit more than he should normally in a regular season.
Now, of course, the Giants have gotten him a lot more weapons to throw to. 36 years old is Eli, signed through 2019. I think it's really all about now, isn't it?
It's about now, but it's also about personnel. When you think of the Giants' personnel, they've got a Brandon Marshall. They've got an Evan Engram that's going to be in there. So this has given opportunity for Eli Manning to have a lot more weapons on the field. I didn't mention OBJ and Sterling Shepard. All those guys are going to add to the mix. Eli has told him he's got to be able to go out and make plays. Get those guys the football, cut down on some of the mistakes, but the time is now. The guy has won 2 Super Bowls, he's been 2 MVPs, and now is the time for him to get back and win one more for the organization.
Well, now, the Giants did draft the quarterback of the future, at least they hope so, in Davis Webb out of Cal this season. The thing is, though, he is kind of buried on the depth chart as he tries to soak everything in like a sponge. He doesn't get to throw to the veterans too much, but he is trying to learn his craft.
First of all, you just want to go through the progression of being a quarterback while you're in that place. So you got to see the play clock. You got to see the defense, the fronts, the coverage, our offense personnel. You know, make sure you're in the right position. You know, everybody's in the right position. Our scheme, there's checks, adjustments. So just go through all of that. And then when this play snap, play the game as you would if you were the quarterback. So, you know, if we have a pass call, go through your reads. And if there's a check necessary, kind of go through it in your head. Maybe say it out loud because you're back 15 yards behind the huddle. So you can kind of say it a little bit out loud.
The first thing you see from Davis Webb when you watch him out on the practice field is that, Jeff, he has a sensational arm.
And that's why they drafted him. I mean, you look at what he's going to have to do when he comes in here. Right now, he's in a learning pattern. He's going to learn from Eli Manning. He's got to take the mental reps on the field. One thing that Coach McAdoo has done for Webb and the other rookies is had this 7-on-7 opportunity period. It's a period that's been added during practice to give some of the younger guys better opportunities to go out there and practice because they don't get a lot of those first team and second team reps. So they're going to give an opportunity period to go out there and show what he does. But you heard it from Davis. He's got to go out and learn from Eli Manning, learn and go through the mental reps on the field, even though when he doesn't have the football in his hand.
And, of course, he was a shotgun quarterback in college. He was talking today about how he's getting his footwork down.
Well, that's listen, if you're taking all those snaps in college out of the shotgun, there is a little bit of a learning curve. He is a quarterback. He's very athletic. He has to understand to come how to play the position of underneath the center, not only from that, but from handing the football off. You always think about, well, I didn't pass the ball from underneath. That's a big transition even to hand the football off, too.
And I think the other thing about him is that he seems to be getting more and more confident as the days go on. Even though he's not playing necessarily with the starters right now, he's gaining more command of himself and his repertoire as he talks to his teammates.
Well, I think as you go out there on the field and you see how you practice and you go look it on film, you take away some of the good things that you're doing on the practice field. That builds confidence. And any professional athlete, whether you're a football player, baseball, it's all about confidence. And really, as a coaching staff, you want to instill confidence in the young man.
Jeff, he is number three is Davis Webb, but who is number two? We'll kind of sort out that puzzle when we come back after this on MSG Networks.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
And welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, another 80-degree day here in Bergen County, New Jersey. You know, moments ago we were talking about the quarterbacks. You've got Eli Manning, Josh Johnson, Geno Smith, and Davis Webb, all at different points in their careers. Eli says it's a rather unique quarterback room.
So you got three guys going through their first training camp with the Giants, and so that's a little different, just having that many young guys. So, I think it's we're having great conversations. Between you know the coaches in there and the players just asking questions, asking me questions. So I enjoy that part of I think a great way to learn an offense is kind of be able to teach it a little bit. If you can really communicate the reads, the conversations, how you want to go over whether you're calling the play or letting the receiver know what his route is or what his responsibilities are. I think it helps better prepare me for the season as well.
Let's talk about the two young veterans battling for that number two quarterback job. Josh Johnson, 5 starts career in 6 NFL seasons, and Geno Smith, 30 career starts over 4 NFL seasons. This is going to be quite a duel.
It is quite a duel, and actually it's a very unique situation because typically you have a rookie against a veteran guy as the backup quarterback. We all obviously know where Davis Webb is going to fall into this trio of quarterbacks where you have Geno Smith and then you have Josh Johnson, 2 veterans that have been in the league. Josh Johnson, 11 years in the league, got a lot of experience at that position. It's going to be very interesting to see how these preseason games come around for that backup position.
Well, speaking of these quarterbacks, Johnson had a chance to take a quick time out and talk to our own Madeline Burke about his progress.
Now, Josh, first of all, about a week into training camp, the pads are on. How are you feeling?
Feeling well. Coach is doing a great job of taking care of us. This being my 10th year, just like one of the better jobs I've been around of coaches is, preparing the guys and our bodies the right way, getting ready for this long training camp that we got to go through.
Now, you and Geno Smith are splitting the reps at the twos. How do you feel that competition is helping each of you?
Competition breeds excellence. So just knowing every day you got to come with it. But that's the case in this league anyway. So when you got good quarterbacks around and we all pushing each other because we're all doing great things out on the field, it just makes you want to keep raising your level of play. And that's exciting.
How much is your familiarity with this offense a benefit to you?
It's just beneficial just to be out there and getting comfortable with what I want to do out there on the field, having a plan, being able to communicate with the guys so we're all on the same page.
What are your personal goals throughout this training camp?
Personal goals is just get better every day, master this offense, and then go out there and run the show, put up a lot of points, and that'll lead us to a lot of wins.
on three. One, two, three. QBs.
Now, what we should say is that Johnson's only played in games in six of his NFL seasons. Many of those years, he was not active. He's been with Tampa Bay, Cleveland, and Cincinnati, Jeff.
Yeah, well, you know, he what he brings to the table is his experience. I mean, really, when you talk about a guy that hasn't played a lot of football games from a starting perspective, but he's been around a lot of football. And you heard him, he says this is a very good situation as far as the coaches preparing them for this long training camp. He's going to have to get into the playbook. He knows the system. Being here last year, I think that gives him a little bit of an advantage over Geno Smith.
Well, speaking of Mr. Smith, tore his ACL in October, but he's moving around pretty good this summer.
Well, I think once that brace came off, that's a little gives him a little bit more confidence to go out there and make a play. We all kind of have that thing in our mind about what Geno Smith can do on the field. We saw him in a Jets uniform. He's been a starter in the NFL. You know, one thing he has going against him is he is learning a new system, but it's going to be a great competition between these two guys. One thing I've noticed about both of these players, Josh Johnson seems to be able to throw the ball and want to throw the ball down the field a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think Geno Smith is still warming up to that idea of trying to air it out a little bit and doing a lot of underneath and dumping off passes.
Well, based on Geno Smith's time with the Jets, he's a bit more mobile, and he certainly is not afraid to tuck it away and run with the ball either.
Well, I think that that's one of his assets. The other thing is that he can do it. I mean, that's part of his repertoire, and a guy that can get out of the pocket and make plays. You look at a guy like Jameis Winston. You look at a guy like Colin Kaepernick, who has made a living out of doing that kind of stuff. These are the type of assets that Geno Smith is going to bring to the table.
Jeff, let's close the book on the offense. And when we come back, we're going to take a special look at one of the Giants' longtime veterans. Stick around. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. Today was practice number 7 of a 15 practice training camp, which will break on August the 16th. You know, you don't get to spend a decade in the National Football League without having a boatload of skills. Our own Brandon London had a chance to check on my best move with long snapper Zach Diassi.
What's going on, Giants fans? Brandon London here for a special edition of My Best Move. I'm here with special teams captain Zach Diassi, and we're going to go through the entire process of his job as long snapper on special teams. Sir, you have a hard job, my man.
Well, you know, everyone wants my job the first 6 days of the week, but when it comes to the 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, no one wants my job. But I'm going to show you how I get it done. So punt, pretty simple. My punter is 14 and a half yards back. I'm always on a hash.
Okay.
Ball goes down. But usually we'll get down, snap it, take a look. I'll be like, okay, you're there. Okay, you're there. All right, I think I know where everyone is. Someone will say, set hook, throw a dart.
When you snap it back, what's the wrist do? Is there finger action?
So it's just like as if you're throwing a ball. Okay. You're just coming right over here on the top, and then you take your offhand, put that middle finger right here on the seam. That's standard procedure for a snapper. So now all you're doing is you're playing catch, just upside down. A lot of guys, when they first learn, they throw it, they stare at it, they're hoping for it, and they pop their head up, and next thing they know, you got a big guy flying right up the A-gap.
Okay.
So it's two different things. Snap first. Once the ball's gone, you have to pop your head up and find your guy and get in his way. So field goal. It's all arms on this one. Okay, you leave the laces up. All I want to do is literally same kind of snap, but it's all arms.
All arms this time.
The more movement, the more this, more that, the more inconsistent it gets. I think I'm onto something here in year 11. Put the ball down, and when the ball moves, the rule is, this is illegal right now. He has to be outside of my framework.
Okay,
right
good
there.
Call, good call.
Or 1 yard off the ball.
There you
here comes
up.
The bull rush. See, I'm ready for
yep.
it.
Yep.
So once the ball leaves your hands, as an NFL long snapper, you have to pop your head up and get ready, because you don't know if he's coming here, if this guy's going over here, etc. So you, once that ball is gone, you pop right up. That way you can defend yourself and get your hands on the blocker.
So let's say you get a free release or you get out clean. You're one of the first guys down there to the ball carrier, the punt returner.
Sure.
What's your steps then?
So I run, I'm running, and I know where my teammates are, okay? There's a gunner over here, there's a gunner over here. But I'm approaching the ball returner. So I come in on his field side, and I'm waiting for him to make a move. If he decides to go one other way, we're responsible for turning him back into our teammate.
So if he was to run this way, I'm responsible
to
turn
him off. You cut him off,
and a boom!
But you also say you have another technique to scare a returner.
So Brad Wing is one of the best at downing inside the 10, right? Yeah. A lot of fair catches when Brad Wing is on the field. So once I get away and I'm covering, I see that he gives me the old white flag, okay? Yeah. He gives you one of those. So I got to get him thinking. So instead of just running down and, you know, patting my feet, I like to run down, and once he gives this, I come and go, what's up?
Hey, well, you guys just watched one of the greatest long snappers in the history of the NFL teach you all different types of tricks. This has been a special edition of My Best Move with Zach Diassi. Zach, thanks for coming out, bro.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Zach is so great at snapping the ball, but Jeff, what always impressed me is how great he gets downfield to get after that return guy.
Well, if you don't remember, the Giants drafted Zach Diassi as a linebacker. You couldn't ask for a better guy to run down after he snapped the ball, and he did a great job explaining what he does when he's running down there. But a linebacker mentality, one thing I love about Zach Diassi, I got to play with him for 3 years. He is a pro's pro. He likes to go out there. He gets to work early. He works on his craft. He's serious about it, and he has a lot of fun, as you can see.
Well, not only did you punt here for the Giants, Jeff, but you also were the placement holder for kicks, which means you fielded Diassi's snaps. How will that help a rookie kicker like Aldrick Rosas as he tries to make the NFL?
Well, I think that the one of the things that Zach does well is it's his consistency. And the way he snaps that ball and the holder's able to get the laces every single time and put it down, it gives extreme confidence in whatever kick you are. A rookie or veteran like Mike Nugent, they know that ball is going to be put down and precisely where they want it to be. And Zach makes their jobs a lot easier.
And you mentioned Nugent. Now, Nugent comes in late, you know, right after camp starts. He's trying to compete for a job. As you say, a good snapper can actually give him a chance to compete.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about the hold and anything like that. All he does is worry about making kicks. Mike Nugent's been in the league a long time. It's going to be a great competition between these two guys, and may the best man win.
All right. Well, the New York Giants have plenty of key veterans on their roster. We'll check in with veteran offensive lineman Justin Pugh. He's a key to the trenches, so stick around.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. Now, Giants practice is closed to the public on Saturday. The fans can come out again. It is free to watch on Tuesday of next week. Justin Pugh's been around now going into his fifth season with Big Blue. And he had a moment after practice to sit down with our own Madeline Burke.
Ben McAdoo has said he wants to create a physical, heavy-handed team. It looks like it's getting pretty physical out there in training camp so far.
Yeah, you know, it's throughout OTAs, we don't have pads on. The beginning of camp, we don't have pads on. So there's a lot of chirping going from one side to the other. And then you get 3 straight days in pads. So, you know, there's bound to be a conversation or two. And keep it between that and keep making sure we're being safe and not, you know, doing anything negative to hurt this team.
But all for the good of getting things going, right?
You have to have a physical toughness, a mental toughness, and that's what camp builds right now, these long days where you get into, like, the end of the period. This is your third day in a row in pads. This really builds a little camaraderie, a little character within yourself and within the team.
Now, earlier you were talking about the value of consistency, putting together consistent days of good performance, but how beneficial is it having this consistent group out there on the offensive line?
That's huge, and I think it's been the past few years we've had the same group, so we can't keep saying we have to build cohesiveness. It's got to start to come. It's got to start coming together now, and that's something I'm looking forward to, and guys are going out there and we're putting together. We had a good day yesterday, another good day today at times. I'm excited about where we're heading, and I'm just going to keep, you know, going out there and trying to lead by example.
And while the core is consistent, there are some new faces as well. The depth has kind of grown with this group. How much does that, you know, competition a little bit challenge each of you to be better?
It's going to push you. So, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a business. The NFL, they're looking for the next guy to come up and replace you, whether you want to admit it or not. And we bring in guys that have been successful, played in the NFL. Look at DJ Fluker, who's the first-round pick. He's going to come in and push that guy ahead of us. So if you're not bringing your A game day in, day out, someone else is going to step up and take your spot. So it's going out there and making sure you're executing at a high level every day. You can win with guys that are consistently, you know what you're going to get. It's guys that are up and down, that they're going to cause you to lose games.
Now, Coach has said Paul Perkins is going to be the lead running back. He's a young back. He's excited. How important is it for you guys to get the run game going early?
Huge. And I think it's the consistency of having the same running back and Matt coming out and saying that. letting us know who's going to be behind us. Because, you know, a lot of times we've rotated running backs, and it's hard to get a rhythm. So once you kind of know who your runner is and you know what fits his style, we can go out there and cater more towards that and be successful running the ball. That's going to open up a lot for the passing game, and obviously we have those weapons.
A lot of work in training camp, but yep. You looking forward to getting that first preseason game going?
Get the first one, get a couple hits out of the way, and then get ready to go. I mean, just kind of that progression building up to it.
Well, it's back to full pads at practice on Saturday, which Coach McAdoo said will be a lot of situational snaps and a thud practice. Jeff, why don't you explain exactly what that means and what the benefit is?
Well, the benefit is that there's not guys that are going to go to the ground. Thud is basically kind of a watered-down tackling, if you will. It's thud. You come up, you hit the guy, and then you release. You don't want to have anybody going on the ground. So one important thing about all teams with thud, they all do it, is the fact of trying to learn how to practice in that kind of mentality without tackling guys. Then going out there on a Friday preseason game and going through tackling drills. That's why you see early on in preseason and even at the beginning of the regular season, tackling is a little bit compromised because they don't do it out of practice.
The Giants reported to training camp just about a week ago, Jeff, and now they've still got another week till they play the Pittsburgh Steelers in the preseason opener. That means they've got four practices left and one more jog through before taking on Pittsburgh. What are you expecting to see in those things?
Well, I think tomorrow you're going to have a really up-tempo practice. It'll be a little bit of a prep for the game on Friday, but not as much. I think what you're expecting out of these next practices is to establish some sort of a depth chart going into that first preseason game for Pittsburgh, getting used to some heat, getting used to execution when you're tired. You're going to get that in the next couple days.
All right, well, the Giants will continue to get themselves ready. They've got the Pittsburgh Steelers in that preseason opener right here at MetLife Stadium. Don't forget, check Giants.com daily for the schedule of practice, the legends like this guy over here who signed free autographs for all the fans.
All the time.
And then don't forget, the young folks, they get a chance to meet some of the active players and get some autographs as well. Giants.com, your home for all your Giants information as well as Giants Training Camp Live. We'll see you again next time, everybody.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.